Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Here, but a different phone number. So if you had our old number in your phone, go ahead and get rid of that and replace it with 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian and Aria. Of course, we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. We've been discussing drugs, and coming up, we'll be talking about sex. We actually had a really positive report, or I guess result, from the New Hampshire Supreme Court, with four of the four justices voting to free a man who was convicted on possession of psychedelic mushrooms because he was using them for religious purposes, and the court says that in New Hampshire is totally fine.
Positive news has been very rare this year, so
it really has.
I'm super excited to hear that.
That may be the best story of the year.
Well, the full decrim in, I think it was Denver, of all drugs, is probably better
news.
You're
thinking of Oregon. Yeah, Oregon. That was pretty big news. That's a good point.
But this is a very close second. And, you know, it could all change overnight if Trump actually pardons Ross Ulbricht.
I wouldn't get my hopes up on that, but that would be amazing.
I'm trying not to.
I'm going to say that this ruling might be bigger than Oregon. I mean, Oregon was big news because the people there voted for drug decriminalization. And I'm not trying to take that away from them. On the other hand, what they voted for in Oregon this year, and I agree with you, that was the big news of the election. You know, forget about Trump, forget about Biden, forget about, you know, whatever other things were voted on. Drug decriminalization, by far, no doubt, the most important issue, I think, of the election. However, it was a small amounts of drug decriminalization. So the amounts are very, very tiny. They're only enough that an individual could have a relatively small portion. You can't have, like, a pound of mushrooms. Right.
Oh, okay.
In Oregon.
What do they consider a small dose of mushrooms?
Oh, you could look it up. I think they did specify what it was, but I don't think it was more than,
because it's not hard to get up to a couple of pounds of mushrooms.
Yeah, you're not going to dose on a pound of mushrooms.
No.
There's no way
not
you're going to eat
once.
That much. Right?
But if you know what you're doing and you go looking for them.
Oh, you mean picking them?
Yes.
I see what you're saying.
I mean, they grow everywhere.
Well, right. Plus, if you're picking them, then they haven't been dried out yet.
Yeah.
And so they're going to be heavier than they otherwise would be if you were just buying them prepared. But the point I'm making here is that it's still illegal to have more than X mushrooms or more than X number of pills of MDMA or whatever in Oregon. I mean, it's technically illegal to have any of it, but it's decriminalized. So if you get caught with a small amount, then you basically get a $100 fine or some very small fine, and they probably will confiscate your drugs from you.
So, it's better than nothing, I guess, yeah, but that is
good.
Pretty weak.
It's good. I mean, it's a huge step in the right direction to
sure.
have that happen in the United States. I didn't see it coming. I was like, wait, this is on the ballot? Wait, it passed? Wow. Okay, so that's great. But it's still small amounts. This ruling by the New Hampshire Supreme Court doesn't say anything about amounts.
And it's very broad.
Yes.
You know, it points to the New Hampshire Constitution, which is pretty clear about, hey, as long as you're not hurting anyone or disturbing anyone,
you should
worship God however you want.
Right. And that means not just mushrooms, but anything else that you find helps you get in touch with God. And so that could mean, like, well, in the case of the guy with the mushrooms, whether he had an ounce of mushrooms or 10 ounces of mushrooms, as long as he was using it for his own spiritual purposes, if it's just his stock that he has, he's not seen selling it to people, right? He's just got all these mushrooms around in case he wants to take one every day or whatever, you know? So I think that's actually technically it could be bigger in that case because
has to have a supply of mushrooms.
Absolutely. So. Especially if it's going to give it away to its parishioners as well, you know?
I like this church.
The Oklava Church it's a Native American church. They've got a website. You know, there's a lot of you can do a lot of reading about that. But again, you shouldn't have to join this one church if it is your personal you know, spiritual Agreed. Journey. You know, you can a church can be just your church. You don't have to, you know, join.
And the New Hampshire Supreme Court doesn't have any restrictions whatsoever about doing this within the confines of a state-sponsored or state-recognized church.
That's correct.
So presumably, the Reformed Satanic Church, I could, in fact, get arrested for psilocybin possession, and presumably, the New Hampshire Supreme Court would throw it out because it is a recognized part of my religious beliefs. I talk about it often enough that I can prove that.
Absolutely. And you've talked about it before today as well. So not that you have, not that it would be, you know, less legit if you just discovered this and were like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to start doing mushrooms now. I mean, that's still legit because, you know, it's your spirituality, it's your choice, it's your religion. So kudos to them for that. If you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. But so if you want to comment on that, you're welcome to. But we're going to move to a different topic. This one has to do with sex workers.
Yeah, and this one's not good news, unfortunately.
Boo.
The good part of this, I guess, is that Congress actually passed this on its own and didn't slip it into the COVID bill like they did so much other nonsense.
But this is bad.
It's not good. Yeah. From Input Mag, Pornhub, the world's second largest porn hosting site. Who is larger than Pornhub?
According to the top 10 list, there were two other porn sites that were larger than Pornhub.
Really?
One was like xvideos.com, I think.
Okay.
They're all like the last, it's like the last three of the top 10 sites on the planet are porn sites. The last three of the top 10. So 7, 8, 9.
Sounds about right. They have had a rough year. And evidently, recently, they defaulted to Bitcoin as their preferred payment method.
They did in the United States, or North America.
But it's only in the U.S.?
Last time I looked, when we were doing this story about it last week, the European Union area states you could only use a bank transfer.
That's silly.
Yeah.
On Friday, senators from both the Democratic and Republican parties introduced a bill meant to limit exploitation and trafficking on sites like Pornhub, but critics worry its passing could negatively impact sex workers, too. One of the frustrating things about, I forgot what the point was that I was about to make, it didn't matter apparently.
We'll get back to it, I'm sure.
The bill, which is known as the Stop Internet Sexual Exploitation Act, or CISEA, was brought to the Senate by senators. It goes on a little bit, it's not important. It seeks to create overarching standards to which every sex work platform on the internet would be held.
Oh, great.
Including things like OnlyFans and all of that stuff. Craigslist, Reddit. Any place that can have pornographic content. Merkley said in a press release, while some online platforms have recently announced steps to change some practices, much more needs to be done. We must ensure that not another single life of a child, man, or woman is destroyed by these sites. The statement specifically mentions recent reports about Pornhub, including one from the New York Times, that detailed the repercussions of non-consensual and revenge porn on its victims.
Mm.
Included in the bill's provision is a...
That's the reason why Visa and MasterCard, that was what they cited when they said, we're done. We're not going to service you anymore, Pornhub. Say bye-bye.
It was because of the revenge porn?
They were citing, so the claim was apparently the New York Times did some sort of an expose where they hired somebody to look into Pornhub's content, and they found all manner of naughty things that weren't supposed to be there involving the things we're discussing here, you know, revenge porn, alleged child abuse pornography as well.
On Pornhub?
That's what the claim was. And Pornhub's response was, well, you know, we can take Bitcoin, but they also said that we've got this new system involved that requires all producers to identify themselves now.
They've had that in place since last year.
Okay, well, they're touting it now, saying, hey, you know, we've put this big thing in place, and so all these things that you're saying are a problem are no longer a problem, and they've, like, eliminated a ton of accounts on the platform as well. Like, they're way down. Like, millions of accounts have been completely eliminated.
Really?
Because they didn't ID. They didn't know your customer up.
That seems a little careless if you're running a porn site, not to at least verify that your customers are over the age of 18.
Yeah, I don't think that... Well, whether your customer's over the age of 18, the question is, what are they uploading, right? So somebody who's over the age of 18 could still upload something that involves someone who is under the age of 18. And, of course, with amateur pornography, do those have the same requirements of age identification as professional pornography? I've never looked into it. So
they will. They will going forward.
Is that part of this?
Yes, including signed statements from all involved parties.
My God.
Oh, yeah, it's a mess, dude.
Let's talk about it coming up here. The number for you, 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in here, if you think that, you know, government restrictions are somehow going to stop trafficking of humans, sex trafficking, we'd love to hear from you. Free Talk Live.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from Divvy Project. Project.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm into more ears. Visit promote.lrn.fm for a free bumper sticker, flyers, banners, graphics, and more. Promote.lrn.fm.
Hey, it is Free Talk Live, and we do have open phone lines. The number is 603-283. 603-283-6160. Ian in the studio with you.
And Aria.
603-283-6160. Will more government regulations, more paperwork, more hoops to jump through, will that finally stop human sex trafficking?
I mean, obviously not. Look, the possibility of revenge porn is always going to happen, whether it's between buddies at school or whether it's on the internet.
Here's how you stop it from happening.
Stop recording porn.
Right. Yeah, stop making porn for yourself, or like nude photos, sending them to your lover.
I mean, there's always been a good rule that I learned it when I was like 12 years old. Never put anything in writing that you don't want the entire world to read. Mm-hmm. This is true for everything.
Especially now.
Never take any photograph that you don't want the entire world to see. Never record any video that you don't want the entire world to see. Because not only can one person acting in bad faith reveal whatever it is to the world, but you could also be hacked at any time.
Absolutely.
Any of these things can happen. Especially if you're carrying around porn on your phone that, you know, you're in, very high chances eventually someone is going to hack you, and that's going to end up on the internet. Phones are getting hacked all the time. I mean, the whole DIN attack that took place, I think, in 2016 involved 150 million compromised devices, most of which were cell phones. Wow. So people's phones are already probably vulnerable.
So you're telling us about a bipartisan bill, so both Democrat and Republican sponsors at the national level, called the Stop Internet Sexual Exploitation Act, or CISA. Now, didn't they have another one like a few years ago?
They do. Just like they did with SOPA and PIPA. I mean, they just trot out the same bill, slightly reworded every few years, hoping eventually one of these is going to get passed through Congress. I have to make a correction. I think I said this bill had passed. It has only been introduced at this stage.
Okay.
So that's good. At least this isn't actually law yet.
Well, the one that did pass, and I forget what it was called, it was very similar sounding to CISA. It was started with an S, and it was something else about victims or whatever. That one did pass, and it, you know, cracked down on various different internet things, and obviously it didn't work.
And it created more underground sex work.
Probably.
And put more people at risk, just like they always do. So included in the bill's provisions is a robust and severely limiting video verification process. Users who upload pornographic material to a public website would need to verify their identity with the site, and every person in the video would need to sign and submit a consent form.
Ridiculous.
Sites would also need to offer 24-hour support services and take down reported content within 2 hours of it being flagged. The thing that bothers me most about this is the real steps that people are actually going to have to undertake. How is Pornhub going to know that the person who is signing this consent form isn't doing so under duress?
Right.
And how are they going to know that it's actually the same person in the video?
They could have some rules that require them to sign it on video or something like that. But again, how do you know there's not some guy with a gun standing behind the camera?
Yeah. You know? There are, of course, merits to creating a more vigorous moderation system for sites rife with exploitation, but doing so will undoubtedly be a balancing act and one with a high risk of bringing about new harm if the demands are so onerous that sex workers are unable to comply. I don't know why sex workers wouldn't be unable to comply with any of these demands that they put out so far. I just also don't see any reason why they should comply. Despite its idealistic goals, the Stop Internet Sexual Exploitation Act, which obviously is not going to stop internet sexual exploitation.
No. It's just going to create a bunch of paperwork requirements for people that want to create. You know, when you are somebody who's a creator, you know, whether you be a porn creator or you be a, you know, other sort of artist, whether it's music or another art form, you don't want to stop the creative process or hold it up because some government bureaucrat is saying you have to fill out these forms in triplicate and make sure you get them notarized and make sure you, you know, submit them here, there, and over there, and then you've got to wait 5 days before we get, you know, or 5 weeks or however long the approval process takes. I mean, it's just ridiculous bureaucracy. That's all this is.
It is, and more bureaucracy isn't going to fix it. The only thing that's really going to help this is a cultural shift. So people are upset, oh, you uploaded revenge of me after we revenge porn. Mm-hmm. To me after we broke up. So what? So more people saw you naked than you knew about.
Yeah.
What is the big deal?
That's the thing. I got to agree with you completely on this, Aria. I've never understood why people get so bent out of shape over these revenge porn sites.
Yeah, I get it. It was done without your consent, but you consented to the video. You consented to let this person have the video.
Yeah.
It was kind of implied they were going to do with it whatever they wanted. And what do you care anyway?
That's the thing I don't understand. It's like, oh, another naked person on the internet? Oh, wow. That's so, really original.
Yeah, so unheard of,
I've never seen a naked person on the internet before. Boy, this is really going to ruin your career. I mean, how's anybody going to even know about this? I mean,
it's got to be hard to find a random porn video of a random person.
Right.
It's got to be difficult.
It's like, I mean, that would seem like finding a needle in a haystack. How do I find, I mean, unless the porn is tagged with a person's name, and I guess it would be, right, if it's revenge porn or something, in theory, you search for somebody comes to you for a job, you're the human resources person at some, you know, corporation, and you type their name into Google, and a revenge porn comes up of that person. Does that mean that you don't give that person the job?
It wouldn't for me.
It wouldn't for me either.
But I imagine that for some people it probably would.
At least that's what they're worried about. But I don't buy it. I don't buy it.
I don't think it would. I don't think.
And what are the odds that would come up first in an internet search of your name anyway?
Yeah, it almost certainly wouldn't. Something like their Twitter or their Facebook.
Yeah.
Would. But we know that HR departments don't hire people based on things they find in people's Twitter and Facebook. But would an HR department actually click on a Pornhub link to see if this person who has the same name is even the same person who's applying for the job?
Right.
And even if the HR person tried to do that, would corporate blocks not prevent them from opening
the Pornhub site? Yeah.
It's all very confusing.
It seems like a lot of concern over something that has a very small odds of actually having any kind of effect
like
on
COVID-19.
Somebody's life. Yeah. I mean, like that small, for sure.
So according to Anna on Twitter, who presumably is a sex worker, websites that violate these requests violate the Federal Trade Commission Act's Unfair or Deceptive Act or Practice rules. This can lead to a settlement negotiation or a cease and desist order, which can result in civil penalties if violated. This creates a situation where legal liability and the cost involved in creating enforcement structures are so strenuous that most social media websites will simply remove not safe for work content as opposed to micromanage it.
Sure. Who wants to have to deal with all these regulations, especially if you don't have a revenue model?
Isn't this more or less why Tumblr took down their porn section?
Just because it was too legally difficult for them?
I think so.
Wouldn't surprise me.
As Valens pointed out, not all sex workers are documented, which makes federal identification requirements a near impossible situation for them. And compliance would mean trusting the hosting website with all of their personal identification information.
Right. What if you make some kind of freaky porn and, you know, you're wearing a mask or something like that because you don't want people to know who you are, you know, because it's freaky or whatever. Or you just don't want people to know you're in porn, right? Like there's some people that have a public job, say they're a teacher or something like that, and if it got out that they were actually doing porn on the side, they'd lose their other job.
See, that's the cultural shift that needs to happen. Oh no, our teacher is having sex. Who would have thought?
But I mean, like, they're doing something that other, even people that were into porn might find disturbing, right? Like, you know, some kind of violence or whatever. And, you know, now they're going to identify themselves to some sort of website, a government agency?
And hope that website doesn't get hacked.
Yeah. More coming up here. 603-283-6160. You can share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
July 25th, we adopted April. She's a purebred, orange and white Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dynavite. DINOVITE.com. I said to John, I'm getting this. So the Dynavite comes, and I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always leaves a little bit in her bowl. In it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine. April gets Dynavite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dynavite is nutrition. She even walks like a little princess.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dynavite. She's Little Miss Hollywood. DINOVITE.
Oh. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump vetoed a $740 billion defense policy bill after objecting to some of the provisions related to Confederate base names and troop levels abroad. The NDAA easily passed both the House and Senate with bipartisan veto-proof majorities earlier this month. President Trump's early Christmas present to Congress, a lump of coal, calling the bill they passed a disgrace and saying there was too much pork barrel spending in it. Republican Congressman from Texas, Chip Roy, agrees with the president.
This bill is an irresponsible swap bill. It is the merger of an omnibus bill that is bloated with typical wasteful spending on top of a relief bill that has a whole lot of things in it that frankly aren't all that focused on relief.
The congressman speaking there on Fox News, lawmakers will be working, it looks like, on Christmas Eve and possibly Christmas Day. USA Radio News. Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar is celebrating the coming of the $15 billion Save Our Stages Act.
The first ones in line for the first 2 weeks with the applications will be people like First Avenue, entities that have lost over 90% of their revenues from the year before. So that's why it's so important that we get this done now.
The bipartisan legislation, co-authored with Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas, gives grants to venues that lost 70% or more of their revenue. Members of New York City's fire department are now getting the coronavirus vaccine. Fire Commissioner Dan Nigro saying about one-third of the fire department has COVID-19 and hundreds of members are now out on leave with it.
A very important time for us, and we hope that we can vaccinate 450 people a day at three locations and start to bring this protection.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
HD on Twitch. Please follow and share at twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live, you are invited to join us here if you want. You can take control of the airwaves and our new phone number that you'll need to use is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Aria.
We are talking about yet another bill. Now, it's just a bill. Okay.
It is.
I don't always like to talk about bills because they haven't passed yet, and there's a bunch of crazy stuff that they propose. But this isn't unusual, this particular piece of legislation. It sounds very much like the, I remember what it was, SESTA-FOSTA. That's what it was called. The previous set of sex worker, we're going to protect everyone from abuse legislation that did pass and did make life more difficult for honest sex workers. This sort of rings a similar bell to that. So it's not unbelievable that this particular bill could actually have a chance of passing. Again, it was introduced by a bipartisan duo, a Republican and a Democrat. And
it's never good when these two different denominations of the state religion work together.
That's right. And in this case, they're targeting what will be mostly the supermajority of the people that will be harassed by this particular legislation are the honest sex performers who are doing pornography, whether it be professional or amateur, that want to get their product on these various different porn sites out there. Now, presumably this is only going to apply to websites that are based in the United States.
That's what I was just thinking. What if Pornhub just moved their servers to, you know,
right,
Canada?
Well, I think they would also have to move their home offices and their servers. They'd have to get all of their, any kind of nexus, as the legal terminology. If you have a base of some sort within the legal jurisdiction of the United States, then they will claim that, well, because you have this nexus, now you're subject to this this arbitrary law. And of course, we've certainly seen the U.S. federal government claim that their law applies to the entire planet. You know, when it comes
they really
to
like doing that in regard to copyright
and cryptocurrency exchanges. They've been going after. They went after an exchange in, I forget where, some of these island nations or something like that, where they thought they would have protection, but they didn't, because the federal government got them anyway. But what else do we need to know about this?
So it would put an enormous amount of pressure on all websites that host sexual content. Pornhub is obviously just the biggest target here, but other sites like Reddit, Patreon, OnlyFans, and smaller indie sites would be affected too. Mm-hmm. It never even occurred to me that people are, you know, putting porn on Patreon for their subscribers.
I wonder what percentage of patron people are porn. What do you call the person who has patrons or their customers, performers or? Creators. That's the term they use. What portion of their creators are porn people?
Like Tumblr, Craigslist, and other services has done, many will simply ban adult content, leaving some people without potential revenue from those channels. I would expect that to be what Patreon chooses to do if this comes to law.
I don't know. It depends on how big of a chunk the porn segment is. I mean, if half of patron accounts or creator accounts on Patreon are porn, then Patreon's not going to want to get rid of them because that's revenue.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
It does mention SESTA and FOSTA here, ratified in 2018. Many sex workers were deplatformed despite the law's goal of limiting exploitation. Well, that's the way it always happens. Platforms like Instagram have already begun clamping down on their sex work guidelines to detrimental effect. Cicia's introduction comes at a crucial time. Internet moderation as a whole is under intense scrutiny at the federal level.
Here's what I want to know. What kind of exploitation are we talking about here? I mean, I would like to know a real-life example of somebody who is being exploited and the the product of their exploitation, in this case, pornographic videos of them, presumably, is being monetized on some sort of, some sort of major porn site. Because it would seem to me that, like you said earlier, if the person's under threat... Right, so if it's your typical sort of sexploitation, human trafficking situation is some teenage girl runs away in Europe. She gets taken in by some gangsters who then say, well, you're going to have sex with us for money and we're going to not kill your parents if you, if you do what we say. Because if you don't do what we say, we're going to kill your parents or we'll kill your sister or whatever. They find out where the person lives and they find out who their family members are and they threaten them. And that's the reason why they don't run away, right? Because, they can't be being watched all the time, right? Like when everybody's asleep or whatever. What if they get up and run away? Well, then they're afraid that their family members are going to be murdered by the gang. So they don't run away. They just keep performing. They keep doing the thing they've done. So if there's somebody who's under the threat of violence, or their family members are under the threat of violence, then they're likely to fill out whatever the forms are, right? They're likely to just do whatever they're told. Okay, now you say this in front of the camera, and now you, do this and that, and then we're approved. So are they just having, normal sex on video that makes it relatively indistinguishable from other porn, in which case... why would that attract somebody, right? Like, if it's just another girl having sex in a hotel room with some guy on video, that's not particularly noteworthy, right? Like, it's not being advertised that this is a sex slave.
Right.
It's not being advertised that this girl is being held against her will. They would get shut down quickly if that were, the headline of the video, right? Because then somebody's going to report that eventually. So what exactly does it look like when one of these people is being so-called exploited on one of these websites, excluding revenge porn? That I understand what the objection is with that. But what are the other circumstances?
I can't imagine that it's really very lucrative. Between so much professional porn and so many five-minute clips on Pornhub, there is just a sea of pornography on the internet. Mm-hmm. How does one even attempt to stand out in that? If they're trying to exploit someone to make money off of them, it seems like porn is probably the worst way to go about doing that. They would probably have more luck with prostituting the girl.
Well, maybe they
are. Not that I'm trying to give them advice, but...
Yeah. But that is what a lot of them do.
Sure.
Which is why I'm curious as to why this is, or what somebody out there would say about how exactly this works. What's the money, you know, scheme here? Because, like you say, the traditional means of sex trafficking is to traffic this person for the purpose of sex work with customers, not to put them on the internet so everybody can see and have evidence of this person being sex trafficked. So it's counterintuitive to put the girl or whoever it is that's being abducted on the internet, because now you've got evidence that this person was in a certain place at a certain time, whereas if you're just taking her around to rich customers, a la Jeffrey Epstein or something like that, then you get paid for every time she turns a trick, and you don't have video evidence of that thing happening. So it doesn't make much sense. If you were going to do like a different type of exploitation, like exploiting a child for underage pornography or something like that, again, that's something that's going to get reported, I would think, relatively quickly on a public major website like Pornhub. Now, the New York Times did some sort of an investigation and found so-called child abuse pornography, and I presume that means child porn on the website. But again, that stuff's going to get taken down relatively quickly, I would presume, because, you know, somebody's going to hit the report button. And
I can't imagine Pornhub is going to pay out money to people who are uploading child porn.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So, like, why would you put, if you were going to produce that sort of porn, why would you put it on Pornhub? It doesn't seem like that's going to be a very lucrative way of, you know, monetizing that sort of thing. Why not?
I can't imagine exploitation actually exists on Pornhub simply because of all of these arguments. There's no way for it to be profitable or even to break even on this nonsense.
Yeah, and why? And even with the revenge porn, do people pay to see that?
Well, with revenge porn, you're trying to get revenge. You're not trying to make money, right?
I know, which is why it doesn't make sense as to, like, what. You know, there's no money to be made in it. So, like, you're putting this thing on the internet. You just want people to see it. You're not trying to make money. It's just all very confusing to me. What's the goal here?
Well, of revenge porn, I think it would be to embarrass the other party.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, look, this person did porn, and here's a video of her having sex or whatever.
Right.
Beyond that, I don't think there would be a point.
Right. So they're not uploading it to make money.
No.
So it's all very strange. This particular bill, it's going to create all kinds of regulatory schemes and paperwork requirements, as though any of these paperwork requirements. I mean, we go back to the, what is it, 2257, I think, is the code that requires porn producers to, you know, if you're like a real porn producer, you have to take down ages and have signatures and photos or whatever documentation.
Did that work?
Did that stop people from being abused?
Probably not.
Of course not. Because they'll just have a fake ID or whatever.
Right? Excellent point. Yeah, I mean, if somebody is 17 and they want to do porn, they're going to get a fake ID and do porn.
Yeah.
So, is Pornhub going to have to cross-reference these against governmental databases?
At some point, they're just going to give it up. Like you said, they'll move to another country. 603-283-6160.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Help support our international satellite channels at patreon.lrn.fm. That's patreon.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live, number for you, 603-283-6160. I'll ask you to join the discussion about, well, so far, drugs and sex. We've talked about here tonight on Free Talk Live. What do you want to weigh in on the good news that we started the show with, that the New Hampshire Supreme Court ruled unanimously in favor of a man who was arrested for possession of psilocybin mushrooms. He's out of jail now as a result of that.
Is he out of jail?
Presumably.
Well, if they overturned the conviction, sure, he's essentially out on bail.
Yeah, technically it was, remanded to the lower court for some further review. Not real sure exactly what that's going to be, but it was a glowing decision by the New Hampshire Supreme Court. And then the bad news is that at the federal level, there's some know-it-all politicians who've decided that they've cooked up a new scheme of paperwork requirements for, now apparently for amateur pornographers, to fill out if they want to make a porn video and put it up on a website like Pornhub, in order to have that even be allowed to be uploaded. If this bill passes, it will require all manner of hoop jumping.
I would allow Pornhub to solve this problem in whatever way they think is best. They are, after all, the experts on this.
Indeed.
Not government bureaucrats.
It's never enough, though. There's always somebody out there that's being a victim, and so therefore government must act and make everybody a victim of the state in order to purportedly protect an actual victim of, you know, some sex trafficker out there, this mythological creature, which I'm not saying they don't exist.
Sure.
I'm just saying that I don't think it's probably as large of a problem as these politicians want to make it out to be.
Well, if even one person is being sex trafficked, it's too many. That's their argument.
Well, look.
And so they cook up these grand schemes that end up resulting in more people being sex trafficked. Like, making prostitution illegal.
That was going to be my point. If you really care about ending sex trafficking, which is, again, the coercion of people into sex services who otherwise might not have wanted to, and, you know, moving them from place to place or whatever, then you would legalize not just pornography, but you would legalize sex work. You would legalize prostitution across the board, because that's why sex trafficking is even a thing, is because prostitution is illegal. There's a high demand for sex. And so somebody's going to fill that demand, just like somebody's going to fill the demand for people to use drugs. There's always a drug dealer out there, no matter how many of them get busted by the federal or state governments. Somebody else steps in to fill their shoes because there's an opportunity there. Whenever some drug dealer goes to jail, it's just another business opportunity for someone to fill their shoes.
Yeah, except it's not just a business opportunity, because all of this is happening at the black market, where they don't have to worry about, you know, fighting things out in a business sense. If they have an argument with another drug dealer, we're not talking Pfizer versus whatever pharmaceutical company here. We're talking two drug dealers on the streets with guns
who shoot it.
Yeah. And someone's going to die. So they solve the problem with violence instead of rationality.
So having prostitution be legal would be a huge change, because then this tremendous demand for sex would then be channeled into legal opportunities for people.
Yep.
Who, as we've seen in places like Nevada, it can be done relatively safely with testing for the participants in the process. You can have sex with the person knowing that there's a good chance they don't have any kind of STDs because they just got tested last week. They can have bouncers on the premises in case some guys, some weirdo comes in and starts a problem with one of the girls. They just press a button or call out, and the bouncer comes in and takes care of the situation, right?
That's not going to happen in the black markets where the pimp isn't going to care.
Well, sometimes it does. Sometimes it doesn't. I mean, as I understand it, not that I've been involved in these things, but, you could have a pimp that cares. Yeah, you might want to protect your girls, for instance, but there's also pimps that certainly don't care. And in the free market, if there were one of prostitution, there would be a range of options for people. And then you would really only have sex trafficking in the areas of the people who really do want a slave. So, you can hire a girl in the sex market to play a slave, but there's usually a safe word or whatever, right? That sort of ends the play and ends the situation. So if you get rid of all of the people that are just seeking normal sex or relatively normal sex, then the only thing that the sex traffickers then have left is children and actual slaves. People who are being held against their will for very rich men who want to have sex with a person who's being held against their will. That's really the only...
And that's a really narrow market.
I'm sure that exists out there.
Sure,
probably mostly politicians who are the ones that are the customers in that particular case.
That would certainly seem to be the case based on what we know of Jeffrey Epstein.
Indeed. And I suspect that Jeffrey Epstein is the tip of a very ugly iceberg. Just a little part that we've been able to see be revealed publicly. I bet it gets much darker and much worse than that.
Well, of course it does. They're politicians, which means they decided that what they want to do with their lives is have power over others. That's what they want out of life.
Yeah.
And what we're talking about in regard to this sex trafficking stuff is people who have power directly over other people's lives. They want a sex slave for the same reasons they want to be politicians. They want control over someone. It's addicted to those. Probably an aphrodisiac to them.
Yeah, it's something they get off on, for sure. So if you want to comment, 603-283-6160. So now they're going to, they haven't passed it yet, but they're looking at some new bill that's going to require all manner of paperwork.
Even if they don't pass it, they'll trot out the same nonsense a few years from now, and eventually they're going to pass it, or they'll slip it into another COVID-19 relief package, and no one will ever question, because that's the only way a lot of this crap got passed Monday in the first place. These bills kept being presented, but they kept getting voted down, but then they're slipping into the stimulus package, and suddenly everyone voted yes.
Yeah, and remember, Joe Biden is a, tough on crime hawk. I mean, he's not, people think he's somehow different from Donald Trump or whatever. And Trump certainly talked a good game about law and order. Yeah. I mean, Trump talked a good game about law and order, et cetera, et cetera. He's pandering to the right. But Biden was one of the key drug warriors back in the day.
And so was his vice president.
Yes, Kamala Harris, or Kamala, or whatever. Harris, absolutely. She was an AG, attorney general, in California.
I mean, she laughed about convicting people for pot possession. Mm-hmm. and destroying people's families and livelihoods because of those innocuous, harmless things.
Now she wants to legalize.
Has she undone any of those convictions?
I doubt it.
I don't know if she legally can, but...
Has she asked the current AG to undo them? I doubt it.
Once she's vice president, she can ask her president, Joe Biden, to pardon all of those people. But tells me she won't ask him to do that, and he won't do it.
Right. I already heard that apparently Black Lives Matter, the official organization of Black Lives Matter, has reached out to Joe Biden to try to like have a conversation with him, and he won't return their calls.
I'm not surprised. He's a politician. What did they expect? He's not just a politician. He's about to be the most highest-ranking priest in the state religion. He's far beyond the reach of you normal people with your silly little concerns about getting shot by police.
Yeah, they thought they were going to, you know, have some... They would be able to have the ear of the president if they helped elect him. And turns out, no.
Well, I'm glad they're learning this lesson eventually.
Yeah, before he's even taken office in this particular case.
Unless you donated a few million dollars to his campaign, he doesn't have time for you.
Nope.
And even then, a few million is probably just a drop in the bucket. Yeah. You might get an actual response from an email or something, but unless you've thrown a couple of hundred million at him, I wouldn't expect for Joe Biden to give you much time for a face-to-face conversation.
Join us on the phone number 603-283-6160. Whatever you want to weigh in on, you can do that. Let's go in a different direction here. We've talked about drugs. We've talked about sex. Now let's talk about entertainment. In specifically the newer form of entertainment on Twitch, which we're on right now at twitch.lrn.fm. So hello to any viewers out there. There's something that's apparently changed in recent months with Twitch regarding copyright and the broadcasting of music that has some sort of copyright attached to it. It used to be on Twitch that you could play it a tune or a series of music, and you could stream it live, and it'd be no problem. And then after the fact, they would mute your stream. So they have a program that they're running that, you know, reviews all of the archival streams and says, oh, there's this song over here, mute, mute, mute. And then they mute like the 5 or 6 minute window that the song takes up in your stream. You still have the video on the track. There's just no audio there.
Right.
And it has like a little message that says track's been muted or the audio's been muted due to copyright or whatever.
What changed was that a lot of major record labels discovered that people had used their music on Twitch, and they submitted just massive amounts of requests to Twitch to take down all these videos, so many that Twitch couldn't really respond to them all.
Mm.
Probably tens of thousands, if not millions, of these letters from angry attorneys representing major record companies, and Twitch was like, all right, well, shotgun.
We'll just take everything down, is what they said, apparently. According to the story here at Ars Technica, Twitch... Now, this was written actually last month. I've had it in my show prep for weeks. But you and I are both streamers, so figured it'd be a good night to talk about it. They recently apologized to their users for how they handled this copyright crackdown that you're talking about that happened back in October. But the site told streamers that they still have to stop using copyrighted recordings to avoid further takedown notices. We'll talk more about what this means coming up here, because apparently now if you're just playing a video game and a song plays in the game, you could be targeted. There's more coming up here. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live.
So when talking to a liberal, you have to be politically correct. But when talking to a conservative, you have to be patriotically correct.
Yeah. It's funny how conservatives forget while they're making fun of liberals and how triggered they get over, you know, social issues. But if you don't stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance or the national anthem at a hockey game or something, you might get some glares. You might get some people really upset.
I actually had somebody tell me when I was at the State House last week, you should really be standing during the pledge. No, I shouldn't. I don't pledge allegiance to things that don't, you know, give some kind of reciprocal
I'm a slave protection. To a piece of cloth. This is my stupid brain-dead life. Amen.
Free Talk Live, 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 Eastern, live on the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.